Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Mamalo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Pattern of Crime. In the old Southwest of the 1870s, the Cisco Kid was far ahead of his time in the study of crime and the unofficial apprehension of criminals, even though many sheriffs looked upon Cisco himself as a desperado. Take the case of Mills Knapp, one of the worst bandits in the whole Southwest. As our story opens, it is early evening, and Mills and his henchman, Doc Raymond, are riding into the town of Cottonwood. A strong wind is blowing.
Can't say this town's changed much in 2 years, Mills. Plum dead. Ain't even anybody out on the street.
It's wind and dust that's keeping them in, Doc. Besides that, they'd be eating their supper by now.
And a danger's coming back here. A lot of people know it.
We ain't gonna stay around long. Just long enough to make some easy money.
How?
I've always wanted to knock over this bank. Ought to be easy.
Tonight, huh?
Right now. Nobody be expecting it. Here we are, Doc. Boy.
Oh, over there.
Well, now we can lead our horses off the street and out back to the bank where nobody will see them.
You sure did hit fast when you make up your mind, Mills.
It's the only way to do it. Wait a minute. Who's that coming down the street?
I don't know. Some old prospector, I guess. He's leading that pack mule. Hey, we better get back out of sight, Mills.
No, he's seen us. Say, by thunder, that's old Jim Doolin. You can tell by the way he limps when he walks.
Yeah, lucky Jim Doolin.
He most always does make a strike when he goes out at that.
Huh.
Come on, Doc, let's go talk to him.
Yeah.
Howdy, Jim.
Howdy.
Oh, who is it?
You remember me, Jim. Mills Knapp, and this is Doc Raymond.
Sure. Howdy, boys.
How long you been out?
Oh, about 16 months. Didn't see a living soul all that time. Not till I swung around through Santa Fe on my way home here. Now I'm home. Sure am gonna put on a celebration.
Did you make a strike, Jim?
Yes, sir, I made a strike. A rich one. Nuggets. Big nuggets. Brought a bunch of them into Santa Fe and turned them in for diamonds. That's what I always wanted, diamonds. Now I got them. $60,000 worth of them.
Hear that, Mills?
Yeah, I did. Got them on you, Jim?
Got them right in this poke bag around my neck here. Don't mind telling you boys, because you're all right. Come on, we go to the cafe and hoover up. I'm treating the town tonight, the whole blasted town.
See anybody else on the street, Doc?
Nope, nobody.
Jim, I sure hate to do this.
Hey, who are you drawing that gun for?
Because I aim to have them diamonds right now.
Sure did gun whip the old desert rat.
I meant to. I'll never leave them so they can talk. Now, we'll see about this poke bag.
Are they diamonds, Mills? Was he telling the truth?
Can't tell for sure in this light, but they feel like diamonds.
Yes?
Yeah, I figure he was telling the truth. We'll let the bag go for the time being, Doc. Come on, let's get out of town.
Cisco, the wind getting Pancho's eyes and the dirt on Pancho's neck.
We'll be in the town of Cottonwood in a few more minutes, Pancho.
Glad.
We'll have a chance to wash and eat.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps we will also find a place to stay for the night out of this wind and dust.
Pancho not know nobody in Cottonwood, Cisco.
Neither do I, amigo. That will be merely a stopping place for us.
Tell Pancho another ripple, Cisco.
Not a ripple, Pancho, a riddle.
A riddle. Keep Pancho from thinking of the ghost, no?
Well, let me see if I can think of another.
Think.
Here's one, Chico.
Uh-huh.
Why is an egg like a colt?
Si. Now, let's find Pancho thing now. Why is an egg like a colt? Pancho, not know, Cisco.
An egg is like a colt because it cannot be used until it is broken.
It's good, Cisco. It's good. Tell Pancho another riddle.
Riddle Pancho.
The riddle Pancho.
Very well. I'll tell you one more riddle, and that will be all.
Uh-huh.
Now, why is a crow a brave bird?
Pancho, not know that neither, Cisco.
A crow is a brave bird because he never shows a white feather.
Never shows the white feather. Crow, a brave bird. Is the crow all black, never show a white feather. Oh, Pancho, see now. He's a good riddle.
No, that is enough. We're nearly to the town now anyway.
Egg like a colt. Egg like a colt.
I'll be glad to get off this narrow trail. Yeah, riders are coming, Pancho.
Yeah, they come fast, too.
Mother mia, they're coming too fast for this trail.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down your horses. Put them. Ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho. They're not here, you, Cisco.
Slow down those horses. Get over to the side of the trail, Pancho. Come on, Diablo.
Get down.
Go. Get out of the way, you. Stand up. What is the idea of riding so fast on such a narrow trail?
Ho, ho, ho. You slap Lobo again, hombre, and Pancho fix you good.
Get out of the way, I said. Come on, now. Get out.
Those hombres will go after them, Cisco.
No, Pancho. No point in trying to teach those mavericks good manners. But I wish I could place the voice of that hombre.
Does Cisco know him?
I've heard his voice somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see. It sounded like the voice of Mills Knapp.
He wonderful bank robbery, Cisco.
It's not certain that he robbed that bank to the south, but I imagine the sheriff of that county would like to question him.
Uh-huh.
Come on, amigo.
Okay.
We'll be getting on into the town. Up, Diablo. Come on. Easy now.
Easy. Not too fast. Why is the egg like a coat, Loco? Huh? Why'd you not answer me, Loco? Why is the egg like a coat?
Glad we ain't going to be outdoors much tonight, Deputy.
Same here, Sheriff.
We'll go to the office for an hour to get some paperwork done, then we'll go home. Hey, what's going on over there by the bank?
Huh?
Come on, Deputy.
Right.
Hey, what's happened here, boys? Who's that on the ground?
We know nothing about it, Sheriff.
We just get here.
Say, Pancho and I were riding past and we happened to see the senor lying there. So we stopped and got off our horses to see what the matter was.
Looks like old Jim Doolin's burro and outfit. Here, I'll see. Yeah, it is Jim. Thunder, he's bad hurt, too.
He's worse than that, Sheriff. He's dead.
Yeah, he is. Deputy, go to the cafe and get a couple of the boys. Get old Jim's body off the street. I'll have a look at it later.
All right, Sheriff.
Yeah, so you two just got here, huh?
See?
We just ride into the town from that way.
Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Oh, the Cisco Kid, huh? Better let me have them guns of yours.
What for, Sheriff?
Because I say so, that's what for.
Oh, Sheriff, get tough, Cisco.
I see no reason to hand over our guns. I have told you we know nothing about this murder.
I don't believe you. As far as the reason's concerned, here's my reason.
So, you would draw your gun on us, would you, Sheriff? Very well. In that case, we will have to resist arrest.
Hey, let go, will you?
I'm not going to go to your jail for something we did not do. I will take that gun.
Pancho, grab the other gun,
too. Break out the cartridges, Pancho. I'll do the same with this gun.
Easy, Cisco.
Throw these cartridges away. Now you may have your guns back, Sheriff. If you will listen, I will tell you of the two hombres we met riding out of town a few minutes ago.
That's a likely story. You ain't heard the last of this, Cisco. I'll track you down and don't think I won't.
Over this way, boys. We get out of here, Cisco?
Si. We'll be back, Sheriff, and we can bring you proof that we are innocent.
Sword, cut you down.
Here a riddle, Sheriff. Why a call like a crow?
What?
Because he a brave bird, no?
This is not time for riddles, Pancho. Come on.
There's the murderer, boys. Let him have it. Cut him down.
Up, Diablo. Cut him
down.
Here's the old cabin I've been looking for, Doc. It's deserted.
Boss.
Well, let's go in. I want to get a good look at these here diamonds.
All right. Yeah, this cabin's pretty well stove in, Mills. Look at that door. Just barely hanging on its hinges.
We can fix it up.
With what?
Stuff from the store.
But we ain't got anything from the store.
We'll have it. Now shut up till I strike a match and see what we got. Yeah, there's a couple old papers. Shove them in the stove, Doc, and touch them off. That'll give us a little light. Now I'll pour these stones out of the bag. By thunder, they sure look like diamonds, Doc.
You're right with you, Mills. There. That's blazing up good. I'll leave the stove lid off. That's light enough?
Yeah, come here. Look. Look at them gleaming sparkle.
Oh, they're diamonds, all right. That's a nice haul, Mills.
Yeah, a nice one. Well, we've got to have to lay low for a couple of weeks, Doc.
Going
to
hide them stones?
I'm going to keep them in this bag right around my neck. Taking no chances a posse will drive us out of here, leave them behind. There. Now we'll ride back into town, Doc, and get some supplies from the store.
Are you crazy? Back to town?
That's right. By the time we get there, the store will be closed, and we can break in and help ourselves.
But look, Mills.
I know what I'm doing. I've done the same thing before in a couple other jobs.
Well, they've probably found old Jim's body by now.
What of it? All the more reason why I won't be expecting whoever did it to come back to town tonight. Come on, let's get going.
Cisco, think the sheriff get out of the posse for us, Cisco?
Would not be very smart if he did, on a night like this, Pancho.
But why would you drive around outside the town?
Because I'm trying to think of the crime pattern of that hombre Mills Knapp.
Huh?
I'm certain now that was his voice we heard.
What a crime pattern, huh?
A criminal may commit different crimes, Pancho. But there is always some one thing he does that is like what he has done in previous crimes.
Pancho doesn't know about this, Cisco, but Pancho knows his stomach's so empty, it takes 2 weeks to fill it up.
I'm hungry too, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But for the time being, we're... Wait a minute. Hold up.
Cisco told Pancho not a riddle, huh? Get Pancho's mind off his stomach.
No. This is no time for riddles, Pancho.
No?
But what you just said about being hungry. See, that is that hombre's crime pattern.
He hungry, too?
I cannot say, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But I do know that on his previous crimes, Mills Knapp has broken into and robbed the general store in each town he was in.
Oh?
To get food and supplies to tide him over while he hid out in the hills. And in each case, he broke into the store the same night he committed the crime.
Yes. Cisco think about the crime pattern, and Pancho think about riddles. Why A get white feathers, Cisco? No, that doesn't sound right.
Pancho, I tell you, we have no time for riddles.
What
now, listen to me.
Huh?
We are only a few hundred yards away from that store. Look, there's the flicker of a light in the store now.
Yeah,
come on up there. Come on. Come on.
You ride right into the store, Cisco?
No. So close to the stable. Here are horses. The wind is blowing this way, so we can get closer than we could on a still night. We'll go as far as we dare. Then we'll go forward on foot. This is about far enough for them.
Hold up.
Right. Come on now, Pancho.
Always when Pancho, the hungriest Pancho, got to run. Why a broken egg like a white feather? No, that's right either. Why is the egg
right again, Pancho? Let us go more carefully.
Get
up, Pancho. Pancho, there is Mills Knapp and another hombre robbing the store just as I suspected. If only this window is unlocked. See, it is.
Come on, Doc. Hustle it up. Grab a bag of that flour.
I got it.
I will take the Mills, hombre, Pancho. You take the other one.
Hey, Pancho, take him. You go through the window, no?
Say, now, Pancho.
Oh, wait, Doc. There's a big draft coming through here all of a sudden.
All right, hombre, there is. Now that I have my hands on your neck, I'll do this floor is slippery. Oh.
Hey, Cisco, go down.
Yeah, and that's where you're going, hombre. You be.
Hurry up, Doc. I hear someone coming.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Turn the window.
All right. Get your hands up. Both of you. I'll blast you with the shotgun. Reaching to rob my store, was you? I seen you climb in through that window while I was outside. Well, sit right where you are on that floor. Son, run and get the sheriff. Tell him I got a couple of robbers waiting for him.
No doubt the sheriff will welcome Cisco and Pancho with handcuffs. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Pattern of Crime. Believing that the killer, Mills Knapp, would try to get supplies to carry him through while he hid out in the hills, Cisco and Pancho arrived at the general store just in time to close with Mills and his henchman, Doc Raymond. But Cisco slipped and fell, and the bandits got away just as the storekeeper appeared with a lamp in one hand and a shotgun in the other. Now,
you hombre sit right there till the sheriff gets here.
Yeah, Pancho, I would have to slip on that floor. No wonder there's a big spot of grease.
What you got in your hand, Cisco?
Well, I did not realize. I must have torn it loose from around the neck of that Mills hombre when I grabbed him.
Frank, you in there?
Can you come around the side door, Sheriff? I'm holding a couple of coyotes under my gun muzzle.
All right.
Pancho, I think we're in for it now, Cisco.
Does not look too good for us, Pancho, but we have done nothing wrong.
But they not know this.
Yeah, there they are, Sheriff. I caught them trying to rob my store.
Well, if it ain't the Cisco Kid again.
The Cisco Kid?
That's right. Frank, you caught more than just a couple of robbers. You caught a couple of murderers.
We not murder no one. Not never.
We were not trying to rob this store, Sheriff.
Suppose you just broke in to take a snooze, huh?
I can explain why we are here.
Now, wait a minute. I'll take a look at that bag you got there, Cisco.
What is it, Sheriff?
It's old Jim Doolin's poke bag. And, well, great Jupiter, look. Diamonds. So that's your motive for killing him, Cisco.
Senor Sheriff, I told you we did not kill him. He was killed by Mills Knapp and
Mills Knapp? He ain't around here.
He is very much around here.
I guess I'd know if he was. Nope, I got you two red-handed. Get their guns, Frank, and we'll march him over to jail for murder.
Next time I come up against that blasted Cisco Kid, I'm going to gun him down.
Wasn't any chance in that store, Mill.
Maybe not, but next time he's a dead hombre. Whoa.
Did
you get any grub at all out of that store?
Yeah, I grabbed a hunk of salt pork. It ain't much, but it's better than nothing.
Well, get a fire going in the stove and we'll fry it up. My thunder, my neck's sore where Cisco grabbed me. Hey! That poke bag's gone.
What?
Sure as blazes, it's gone. Cisco must have busted the string when he grabbed me. Probably them diamonds are all spread out all over that floor. Oh, that sidewinder.
$60,000 worth of diamonds gone.
I knew I ought to let daylight through that hombre.
Well, what are you going to do, Mills?
Do? What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going back to that store. Maybe Cisco didn't notice. Maybe them diamonds are still scattered around on that floor. But wherever they are, I'm going to get them back.
Listen to your story here in the office, Cisco. You and the fat one sit down in them chairs.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Remember, I got your gun, so don't try to start nothing.
I hardly think we will with these handcuffs, son.
Pancho glad the handcuffs on the front, Cisco. And Pancho can scratch his nose when his nose itch, no?
Si, Pancho. Again, Sheriff, I tell you that Mills Knapp hombre is in this county.
Then I'll pick up his tracks tomorrow. What you say is true, Cisco. But I doubt it.
You know as well as I do that by morning this wind will have covered any tracks he may have left.
Well, then what am I supposed to do? Just take your word for it?
You take Cisco's word for anything, Sheriff, anytime. And Cisco never tell a wrong story.
Not even to save his own neck, huh?
Not even to save his own neck, huh?
Will you believe me or not, Sheriff, will you put two of your deputies on guard at that store?
What's the idea of doing that?
Mother of me, I've already told you. You think for 1 minute that that killer is going to let a small fortune in diamonds get away from him without trying to get them back?
See, he goes to the store and try to get the diamonds back. Cisco tells you one, Sheriff.
I ain't worrying about Frank. He knows how to take care of himself. Come on, you two, get up on your feet. There's a nice little room waiting for you out in the cell block.
Could you have your deputies watch that store?
No. Now, there's the cell block door. Get going.
Very well.
All right, right down that way, and walk ahead of me.
Yes, Sheriff.
Pancho, like to ask you something, Sheriff.
What is it?
Why a crow like an egg?
What are you talking about?
It's a riddle, Sheriff. No, that's not right neither. Pancho got to stop and think.
Keep going, you.
Pancho got it now. Why do a crow not got white feathers, Sheriff?
Oh, now, look, either you keep moving
or... Pancho, there is a chance I want it.
I do not like to do this, Sheriff, but I must.
Oh, Cisco knocked him out.
Hey, Pancho, You did well to get his attention with that riddle. Huh? That was good thinking on your part.
Poncho not do thinking, Cisco. Poncho just want to fool the sheriff with the riddle.
You not only fooled him, Chico, you fooled yourself. Because you did not have the riddle right.
How it go? How it go?
Later on, Poncho, I'll teach you those riddles if I have to take it all week to tell you. Now, we have other things to do.
Huh?
Roll the sheriff over if you can.
Poncho, try. Big hombre.
Yeah, I'll help you. It's awkward with these handcuffs on, but we can do it right now. I want to get his keys. One of them should fit these handcuffs. There they are, fastened to his belt.
Huh?
This little key should be the one. Pull up your wrist, Poncho.
Si.
Ah, bueno. You are free, Poncho. Now, you unlock these handcuffs of mine.
Si, si. What we do with the sheriff, Cisco?
Leave him where he is. He'll come to in a few moments. Now, let us get our guns from his office and then hurry to that store as fast as we can get there.
Come on, Doc.
Storekeeper's in there.
What of it? We'll try this side door. If it's locked, we'll shoot the lock off it.
Gun lock. Good.
All right, get him up, Frank.
Well, Sir Cisco was right. You are around here, Mills. Bad penny always returns, they say.
Never mind the gad. Keep them hands up. See if he's got a gun on him, Doc.
Right.
What'd you do with them diamonds?
I ain't got them.
Come on. I ain't fooling. I know you got them here somewhere. You picked them up off the floor.
I tell you, I ain't got them.
See if you can loosen his tongue, Doc.
I sure will. And that's only a sample.
Where are they?
Look, Mills, the sheriff got them. He took them.
Oh, you lying. Either you tell me where they are or we'll kill you.
You talk too much about killing somebody.
Turn him down, Mills.
Back this boy with that gun, Mills. Knock.
Now, on you will have no chance. Get him, Doc. Get him.
And that wild Poncho can jump on your back.
I'll help you, Poncho.
I'm going to waste no more time with you than I have to.
This one down, Cisco.
You got the skunk.
Why not? If I have good luck, I think I can get this one, too.
Cisco, put him to sleep nice.
Yeah. I'll get some rope and tie these coyotes up. Nope. I guess I won't need to. Here's the sheriff.
There, hit me over the head, will you, Cisco? This time I got you, and by... Hey, what's going on here?
You refused to send over any deputy sheriff, so Poncho and I had to come.
Looks as if Cisco was right and we was wrong, Sheriff. Got to get the handcuffs onto these two buzzards.
Oh, by Judas, it is, Mills, ain't it?
See, Sheriff.
And Sheriff get red in the face, no?
Never mind. Well, guess you was right, Cisco. I don't know what else to say.
We all make mistakes on you, Sheriff. The next time, you might be right and I might be wrong.
Don't you know what to say, Sheriff?
All right, what?
Why a colt a brave bird, no?
Cisco, is he crazy?
Poncho tells you, Sheriff, because he a broken egg and a white feather. Cisco.
Si, Poncho.
Now those zombies in the jail for good?
Good. Si.
Now we ride on our way.
What is it you want to know, Poncho? Another riddle?
No more riddles, Cisco. Poncho and I can get the riddles right.
Well, then what is it?
But Poncho like another lesson how people are governing.
How people are governed?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to know you are interested in such things, Poncho.
Poncho always interested.
Si. Now... Let us see if you remember the lesson I taught you the other night.
What lesson? What lesson? Huh?
Well, the one about one form of government.
Uh-huh.
A monarchy. Now tell me, what is a monarchy, Poncho?
Gotta think.
Monarchy.
Oh, but Poncho knows, Cisco. Monarchy is people governed by the king.
See, that is right, amigo. Now, who would reign if the king should die?
Poncho knows that, too. The queen.
Hey, yes. Very good remembering, Poncho.
Huh?
Now, who would reign if the queen should die?
The queen die? Who reign if the queen die?
Hey, now come on, think hard, Poncho.
Poncho, think hard. The king and the queen.
The king has died.
Huh?
The queen has died. Now, who would come next?
Oh, she, Poncho, no.
All right, then tell me, Chico. Who would reign after the king and queen?
That easy, Cisco. The jack.
Oh, Poncho.
Oh, Cisco.
Hablo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.